Blog Talk Radio.
Meet new customers, entrepreneurs wanting to attract new or bigger business through their online or offline doors need to be on this show today. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking us along with you on your mobile phone, the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach to those who are faithful with what God has put under their control. So today's topic is need new customers. The bigger the bait, the bigger the fish. Bait right. Now we're going to be talking about fishing for prospects Bible style. You see, being a Christian is who you are just as much as it is what you do. We really shouldn't compartmentalize our faith only to Sundays just because we're out in the marketplace. The Bible is a relevant, practical guide to business success, and it should be the foundation of the Christian entrepreneur's journey. Today I'm going to be talking about fishing for prospects with insights from the Bible. Now, Matthew 4, verse 19, Jesus is speaking and he says, "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." Come follow me and I will send you out to fish for people. I'm going to dissect this in a little bit, but guys, I just want you to understand, we need to bait our line for the fish that we want to catch. The bigger the fish, the bigger the catch. If you're fishing for sharks, you cannot throw shrimp near the shoreline, okay? You've got to get in a boat, go out deep, and offer bigger fish as your bait. You've got to know your audience and then deliver an inviting offer. So I'm going to be dissecting into this text here, and let me just remind you again, it is Matthew 4:19. It says, "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." So I'm going to break this down. First, he says, "Come follow me." This is the why. This is the why. Come follow me. You're a Christian because you follow Jesus Christ. You are first and foremost a Christian. Following Jesus is something we should do with every waking breath. Okay? Even in the concept of fishing for people, or in the entrepreneur's world, fishing for prospects. Okay, we need to have a clear why. And if you're a Christian, we are always working for the audience of one, first and foremost. Okay, the next part of the verse said, "And I will send you out." So Jesus gives us the why, then he gives us the how. I will send you out. If Jesus sends you out, then you are where you should be. You see, a lot of us are doing stuff just for the money. And while we do need money, we really were sent here with a calling, with a reason. We're not sent on earth randomly, okay? We're here to fulfill a purpose. And some of you are just out there making money, and you're not about your purpose. You can be making money from your purpose. So when Jesus says, "And I will send you out," it is a purposeful move. And if he sends you out, then you are where you should be. Chances are, when you stepped into your business, you had a lot of immersion training, trial by fire, figure it out as you go experiences. Especially in your business, let me remind you to rock back on Jesus. If you're a Christian, guys, because he will direct you, but we do have to be moldable, receptive, and willing to change. The next thing he said is he was going to send us out to fish for people. Fish for people, okay? This is the end result of our entrepreneurial effort. It is, we're doing this to serve others, okay? So we have to find the others that we're going to serve. This is a daily, daily journey. Churches grow because they don't continue to go out and fish for others. They need to continue to fish for people because we're extending a service, a solution to others, okay? So when we allow Jesus to send us out to fish for people, it means we are working in our area of purpose and we're serving those who need to be served. So just as in Christian ministry, your message, whatever it is, your product or your program, is for the benefit of others, or it should be. No matter how awesome your offer, unless it is positioned to the right audience, it will go untouched. If you're fishing for shrimp now, the strategy is very different than if you're fishing for sharks. So in other words, you want to know your audience and do what you need to do accordingly, okay? Some of you are going to the lower income areas and reaching those people who are desperately starving for Jesus and don't even know it. Some of you, don't forget the rich and wealthy and the celebrities. Just because they have money, this may be their only heaven here on earth. We should still be concerned for their eternity as well. So some of you may be serving in that area. Whatever area you're out and about in, guys, we're constantly fishing for people, or we should be. So similarly, if your ideal market is a stay-at-home mom, then your graphics, your writing, and your call to action will be very different than if you're trying to sell the same product to a retired world traveling couple. So for example, I use the analogy of fishing, a sports analogy. And just in case you're listening, I have a magazine that I've created called Christian Tent Makers Magazine. Christian Tent Makers Magazine. And it has a heavy sports focus to it, because while there are women entrepreneurs in my target market, my demographics have shown that there are more men in the age group of 27 to 55 who are actually in Christian ministry, and those ministries sometimes can't pay them a living wage, so they're going about doing some other additional business to supplement or to finance their ministry, just as Paul did, who was a tent maker. So I do have this magazine for you if you fall into this demographic. But the point is that it has a heavy sports analogy because of who I was speaking to. So I'm sharing this with you because the market for Christian tent makers are men in the age group of 27 to 55, and I use a heavy sports analogy for them because they will resonate with that, and they're the ones that I'm trying to reach, particularly with this magazine. So as a result, these men look for income to support their family's needs through tent making so that they continue in faithful service. So like I said, you want to use the kind of language, imagery, descriptions, incentives to the market that you're appealing to. So Christian tent makers have a heavy sports analogy. But if I were trying to just, you know, if I was trying to reach, let's say, Geico Insurance, you've probably heard of them, they will run multiple ads for the same product because they are going to use maybe a Latino-looking couple in one and an Asian-looking couple in one, a retired couple in one, and they're speaking to different demographics, but they're basically pitching the same product. So you've got to look for that. You've got to bait your incentive for the market that you're trying to reach. Apostle Paul self-funded his ministry, and he was a tent maker, and so that magazine is built around that concept. If you want to check out Christian Tent Makers Magazine, go to the website by the same name, christiantentmakers.com. You see, my father and brother live in the space of the Christian tent maker. I have many brothers and sisters in Christ, particularly brothers, in this space right now. My husband at one point lost his job because he took vacation time to go on a mission trip to build houses for the poor in Puerto Rico. So the tent maker's challenge is real. And I really encourage you that if you are a Christian tent maker, to invest in maybe an online automated aspect of your tent making activity, because the last thing that you need is another job. What you really need is income so that you can go ahead and do whatever ministry it is that you are called to do. So we really need more men willing to step into leadership and in ministry, but their families also need to be fed. So fear of being unable to provide for their families is a major stumbling block, causing a lot of men not to go into ministry. So, you know, you really want to consider that. So at the end of the day, guys, this is going to be a really short show today. Again, the verse was Matthew 4:19. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. We understand the why. If you're a Christian and an entrepreneur, no matter what it is you're doing, even the athletes who are Christian understand sometimes that it's all fine and well that you're, you know, pandering to an audience and you get the fans and all that. But ultimately, guys, we are working for the audience of one. And if you remember that and you work to please God, guess what? By default, you're going to please a whole lot of people here on earth. So don't cut corners, over-promise, over-deliver, because you can't. Because we can reach beyond expectations. We really can. Okay? If you are following Jesus, then you're going to be hopefully working inside of your purpose, and you're working in your purpose to His glory, and you are serving others, the others that need what you have. And if Jesus sends you out, then you will be fully equipped for the task ahead. Are you in your Bible? Are you on your knees? Are you seeking His equipping for the work at hand? Okay? Because that is going to be the best way to go. And as you begin to serve, all that you need will come to you. But remember, the kind of prospect you're looking for is the kind of offer you need. And if you think you want a higher paying client, then you need to be in a whole different ballpark than you probably are, because they're playing on their own field. You know, there are two golf courses in the Fort Myers area. One is open to the general public, and one is a very expensive, exclusive club. And they're almost right across the street from each other. Yet, the wealthy, wealthy people will pay the very high price to be in the private club. It's not just about golfing. It's also about being in the space of the place where the people that you want to reach are. So you have to decide who your audience is and make sure that your bait, your offer, your lead magnet, your incentive, your, you know, whatever thing that you offer to get them to consider looking at your stuff has to be the kind of thing that will appeal to them in the first place. But if you're a Christian in the marketplace, I'm going to encourage you definitely to go really on your knees and in prayer. Make sure you're in the space that you're supposed to be in, because you will shine the brightest if you are working in your area of purpose, serving those you're supposed to be serving, not the ones that just you decided to serve, but the ones you're supposed to be serving, and you are being equipped by God, you will meet the market you're supposed to meet and operate at the highest level of integrity that you can. So Trudy Behrman here. I'm going to invite you to check out ChristianTentMakers.com. It's just one of my magazines that I've got out there. I've got others. And also I am super simple to find at TrudyBehrman.com. Trudy with a Y, beer like if you drink beer, B-E-E-R, TrudyBehrman.com. And I do look forward to connecting with you.